Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's talk about the big story today, and that is some of the revelations that have come from this Vanity Fair interview with the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles. Now, she has said some amazing things that are somewhat alarming. She has criticized the article as, quote, a sometimes I just get stuck on a word. Let me get this out, okay? A what am I saying wrong here?
You want disingenuously.
Disingenuously.
Nope. All right, everybody, pull up a chair. We're going to be here for a minute.
I'm going to get this right.
Disingenuously.
Disingenuously.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
It's disingenuous, okay? It's not sincere, okay?
Yeah, just stick a Lee at the end of that.
Disingenuously.
You're so, there you go.
Disingenuous.
Right. Hey, everyone like that.
Disingenuously.
Oh, okay.
Framed hit piece. Well, I mean, what did she expect when she said these things about the president? And she said there's significant context that was disregarded. All right, so, you know, take this how you want it. A lot of people are not going to be talking about this, but a lot of people are talking about it, so we're going to mention it. This is the chief of staff of the president, and I don't know how she could not walk back on some of the things that she said, because she said that the president's tariff rollout was him just thinking out loud. That's a quote, thinking out loud, and there was a huge disagreement over the whole tariff rollout. And I think we've pretty much come to realize that the countries that were supposed to come running to the president to bargain with the United States did not come running. Now, there have been a few deals done, but it wasn't like it was predicted. She had nicknames for people in the cabinet. She said J.D. Vance has always been a conspiracy theorist, and that has gone on for decades. But she would still be the first to support a Vance 2028 presidential run. She said OBM director Russell Vaught said she said that he is a right-wing absolute zealot and that Elon Musk is an odd duck. She said that the right wing is full of junkyard dogs. She said that the president has an alcoholic's personality without drinking. She grew up with an alcoholic father. And she said it doesn't mean substance abuse, but his personality, his attitude is one of overconfidence and risk-taking, and that he operates with the view that there's nothing he can't do. Well, I mean, I think confidence is important for a president, and but I do think, you know, we all in life should learn what we can do. She said that they're not afraid of the Epstein files bothering the MAGA supporters because it won't bother the president's base. But what they're worried about is they're worried about the social media crowd, the Joe Rogan listeners, those types of people that helped put the president in the White House in 2024. They're worried about how it's going to affect those people who are not necessarily diehard supporters of the president, but they did vote for him. She's worried about, and they're worried about how that's going to turn out in the future. She said the president was wrong about Bill Clinton and Epstein. The president has hinted that Bill Clinton was at Epstein's private island several times, and there's no evidence that he was ever there. She says that she was not crazy about the retribution of the president going after his prosecutors. And she says that the president attacks women verbally. You know, the president's been known to attack and insult female journalists because, quote, he's a counterpuncher. And increasingly in our society, the punchers are women. Well, I totally disagree with that. I mean, there are some women who punch, but the way this president has talked to women, you know, piggy or just degrading language, it seems like he's a man, and there are many men like this who have a problem with women. And in particular, they have a problem with strong women. They have a problem with women who question them. I doubt that Melania, and this is just my speculation, I doubt that Melania has really ever said what she really believes to him, or really ever crossed him or criticized him. You know, you hear stories, but, you know, he doesn't seem to take criticism very well, especially from women. And that's something that you don't need a chief of staff to tell you. She talks about Elon Musk being a user of ketamine. And apparently there are other reports that indicate that he is on ketamine. But again, she says that this is taken out of context. Anthony Scaramucci, who was the White House communications director for a very brief period of time, said he believes the Trump era is ending. And I think there's some interesting things going on that we need to pay attention to as time goes on. And as I said earlier, for those of you who are concerned and think that America is never going to change, I think things are going to change. There is fatigue growing, and there are signs that fatigue is growing with this same old radical right-wing message. Not a moderate conservative message, but the right-wing radical message. I just sense that there is fatigue. There are some signs of this that I don't want to talk about right now, but I think we're going to see things start to change in 2026. And, you know, let's see what happens in the midterm elections. And I think 2028 is going to be really interesting. Is there going to be a serious attempt to run this president again, defying the Constitution, but somehow finding a loophole or finding a way for this president to run again? I don't think that's going to happen because, personally, I don't think his health is going to hold up long enough for him to run for president in 2028. And I don't mean he's going to die, but I just I don't think it's going to happen. Now, that's my opinion today in mid-December of 2025. We'll see what happens over time. But I get that feeling that he's not going to be a viable candidate in 2028. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.